Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday Hornet. It is French Toast Friday. It is Catfish Friday Hornet, spaghetti and meatballs. Whatever you like to have, honey, you can have it. But you know what? I like to have my champagne, baby. Listen, it's July 15, 2022, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have members in East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. This show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com, GUBBARUM.com. That's GUBBARUM.com, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, one infused with vanilla, that's Gumba Gold, and one infused with natural coconut, that is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. He's the one that issues my paycheck. You know what I mean? He's the one that issues out my paycheck. You know what I'm saying? You know, as long as he gives me a paycheck to drink Gumba Rum around here all day, you know, I'm going to keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, Steve Gum is the one that issues out on the Monday. You know what I'm saying around here? I don't know what it's all about. So listen, Steve told me to tell y'all to go to GumbaRum.com to order all your Gumba Rums. You know what I'm saying around here. Now, listen. Y'all check this out. Y'all know I like to entertain. You know I like to keep my entertainment going, baby. Listen. Woo! Doggy. There's some hot music going down today. Got a special musical showcase and musical salute for Hot Shot. I just like that, Hot Shot. My auntie, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to play some music by Hot Shot. The name of the band is Hot Shot Kicks, K-I-X-X-X, One Last Job. I don't know why that band called itself One Last Job. I guess because, you know, singing is their last job. It's the one last job. That's what I keep thinking about every time I say one last job. You know, it might be, you know, hoeing hand on the corner or something. I don't know, one last job. Oh, one last job, JLB. Okay, JLB. Anyway, and Theory, got some music back. Theory, horny, wait till y'all see here. Theory. Woo, Lord, let me tell you something. Now, y'all know what? I got a sponsor here as well. I'm going to get to him in a moment, but let me tell y'all something. I got some news. I got a special report. Have y'all heard about this? Now, I got this from the insider. That's my source, the insider. You know the guy from Law and Order. Now, this was really interesting. I don't know how many people likes to work out naked. I thought that was kind of strange. But you know the guy from Law and Order, Chris Maloney, he likes to work out nude. Now, really, I heard that on the insider. I'm like, now, he even doing a commercial, y'all. You know what I'm saying? He got all his business hanging out. He's doing a commercial and getting paid because he likes to work out nude. So let me tell you something. Pilotown, y'all know what I'm talking about. They hired him to do a commercial nude. Y'all know, but of course they etched out his business. They ain't going to show that on television. You know what I mean? So listen, just because he likes to work out nude, somebody heard about it and decided to put him on the commercial. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, Elliot Staber. You know Elliot Staber from Law and Order. So listen, and he looks damn good too. He's only 61 years old. He don't look 61. He looks about 51 years old. I'm telling you, he really keeps himself in well shape. Now listen, let me tell y'all something. Also, I saw this on Insider. You know, people is really something. People is really crazy out here. This lady, now this happened in, you know, I'm broadcast live from the Windy City, from Chicago. Now, with this story I'm telling you about right now, This happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. Salt Lake City, Utah. This lady, come on, Carol. Come on. She wants to tell the story, Carol. Carol wants to tell the story. Come on. You're holding me up. Let me tell you about this story. Listen, there was this lady in Salt Lake City, Utah. She was walking down the street. She was minding her own business and walking down the street, and she had a cast on her leg. You know what I'm saying. Now, listen, this is Salt Lake City, Utah. Lady's walking down the street, and a man walks up to her and wants to take her on a date. He wanted to force her to get into the car, you know what I'm saying? And he pulls out a pistol. The lady, now this is at night, Miss. At night, the whole thing's recorded on the camera. He's trying to force her to get in the car with him, and he's got a pistol. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is really crazy. This was Salt Lake City, Utah, and she fought back on him, and he just kept fighting, and she was fighting him back, and it was turning it all on television. You know, the world is really crazy, you know what I'm saying, out here. So how you doing? Now, listen, that really did happen. That really did. Thank you, Carol. She likes to pop up. She's trying to take over the show. I don't know what's the problem. But anyway, Salt Lake City, Utah, you guys, this lady was walking down the street minding her own business, and boom, a guy comes from out of nowhere and tries to ask her to go on a date, and she said no, that she didn't want to go on a date with him. And then he pulls out a pistol and tries to force her to get in his car and go anyway, and she started fighting him, and she had a cast on her leg, and I'm telling you, that sister was swinging the purse and everything, and I'm telling you, she was all down on the ground screaming and hollering. When who wouldn't be? So anyway, she got away from the guy. He finally did just run off. I'm like, this is really crazy. So people, be safe, be careful, whatever you're doing out here, be careful. Now listen, I'm going to get to this music, Hotshot, the band Hotshot Kicks, K-I-X-X-S. Listen, every time I say the name of the band Hotshot, I think about my baby brother, because one of my aunties, God rest her soul, and she used to call my baby brother Hotshot. So anytime my younger brother, he's the one that's my ride or die buddy. You know, my ride or die buddy, anything's going on, you know, I call him, you know, he's pretty cool like that. So anyway, my auntie used to always call him, oh, Hotshot. I don't know why she called him that, but my brother does think he's a pretty bad Hotshot. You know what I mean? So she would call him Hotshot. Anyway, that's the way that goes. So listen, this is a weather warning by Hotshot. Hotshot Kicks, K-I-X-X-X. I wonder what the triple X is for at the end. Every time I see the triple X, I think about everything big like that. Anyway, I don't want to get into that one. This is weather warning.
I'm not afraid.
know what? All I can say is hot. Hot damn. Wake up, engineer. Listen, let me tell y'all something. They can really rock out. Hot shot kicks, they really rock out. I'm telling you what's true. They got it going on. Love it. I almost feel like, you know, when I'm listening to the music, I almost feel like I want to get, I'm not in a bar. So, you know, that would be cool if I could cast live from a bar. I feel like I want to be dressed in all black. With some knee boots on, that's coming all the way up to my knees, some high heel, some 3-inch boots. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I want to get on top of the bar and dance. That's the kind of person I. Now listen, when I was really in my party zone, that's the kind of person I was. I was not embarrassed or afraid to do anything. Do you hear me? I'd get up on the bar, I'd dance. Now listen, I ain't talking about being drunk. I enjoyed my drinks and my cocktails and my champagne. My champagne girl. But I'd get up on the bar. I'd get up and sit in a dude's lap. I've done that before. You know, one dude. Now listen, not no stranger. Now don't think it was a stranger. Well, I remember one time I was having my birthday party, and one of the guys, regular place that I frequently would go to. And the guy was there. He was sitting at the bar, and it was just so funny. He was so embarrassed. And I had my drink. As a matter of fact, I was there with my boyfriend. I sure was. And I got up, and I went, and I said, excuse me. And I got in the gentleman's lap and said, in his lap. He said, girl, what are you doing? I said, I'm taking a seat. What do you think I'm doing? I'm just taking a seat. And he was like, Lord, today. And I started rubbing his head. He was a bald-headed guy. I started rubbing his head and everything. And my boyfriend's looking like, is she really doing that? And his sisters was in the place. And it was just a whole hot mess. But we had a blast. We had a blast that night. So listen, what's coming up next is Going Deaf. So that story, it just reminds me, Hot Shot, that band reminds me of those days when I was just having a blast of a time, just having a blast. So listen. This song is called Going Deaf. This is by One Love Two.
Time and I'm out of excuses for the way I show up empty-handed to all the people that I take for granted. Now I rush to buck a trend when I don't even understand it. All the time that I've squandered and all the twisted shit I think about when letting my mind wander. And why such an asshole sometimes, and why I can't seem to stay in line. Sometimes I think that I'm going deaf, 'cause I'm singing out of tune and I'm dancing out of step. Sometimes I feel like a failure and I wonder what I'm trying to prove. But I can hear it interstitially, something that you have to squint to see. I'll find the perfect chord that every song and scales ignore. Then I'll be back to play it, and I hope it will be enough.
All right. That is Going Deaf by One Last Job. Up next is Theory. This band is Theory. They are hip-hop and rap duo based out of Austin, Texas. Now, listen, they got some hard stuff coming down the pipes. I got two singles by this group, by Theory. The first one that's coming up is Psycho, baby. Check out the spot.
Yeah, I hope we don't crash, but if I crash into her, that shit gon' feel icy, 'cause that bitch is a bird. Cold as a dying ember or the end of December, burn we board in studio recording, banger after banger, classic after classic, eat that shit up like Jurassic, don't fuck with plastic, fake or spurious, hoes driving me delirious, coming in I be so curious, George, wasting time with the other guys, they be truly bored, give me the aux cord, psycho trending, crash pending,
going 100, going 1,000, putting the work, putting the miles in. Yeah, going 100, going 1,000, putting the work, putting the miles in. Yeah.
I be going psycho, she be driving me crazy. She a loca bitch, can she even save me? I be going psycho, she be driving me crazy. She a loca bitch, can she fucking save me? We gon' splish, splash, splish, splash. Driving so fast, hope we don't crash. We gon' hit a lick, dip and dash. Driving so fast, hope we don't crash.
She wanna be my driver, show me you can ride it. Love how you keeping it private, love how you keeping it solid. You love when I'm drifting inside it, show me that grip when I slide it. Hitting the gas, she breaking it down in the wood and I'm breaking it back. Tinted the window, she wanna get sloppy, gon' put all that faith in my lap. I can give you the perks, with no strings attached. Made a poochie with the grab, I put up and hit the dash. I put up and did the dash. drive me crazy. You can be my baby, you can be my lady, but you can't be my little Daisy, yeah. I'm pulling up to your place, we get it up before we hit the gate. I got the diamonds, you know they gon' fake. All in my mind is where you gon' stay, yeah.
I be going psycho, she be driving me crazy. She a loca bitch, can she even save me? I be going psycho, she be driving me crazy. She a loca bitch, can she fucking save me? We gon' hit the lick, dip and dash, driving so fast, hope we don't crash. Splish, splash, splish, splash. We be driving so fast, hope we don't crash.
Texas Fuego in the summer, crab walking, new Hummer EV. Finding a baddie that's good for you, yeah, that ain't easy. With matte black like a soul, sugar baby, that's her role. Smoking a J like Cole, goes to be a role model when I get old. No brainer why she left you, yeah. She left your ass, leave her on red all summer. Now she wants you back, no contact, no texting. Living my life just flexing.
No contact, no texting. Living my life just flexing.
I be going psycho, she be driving me crazy. She a loca bitch, can she even save me? I be going psycho, she be driving me crazy. She a loca bitch, can she fucking save me?
Hey, that's Psycho, Psycho, Psycho by Fury, by Fury. You know, he's talking about the psycho ladies. But y'all know something? For some reason, when I'm listening to the song, it reminds me of a psycho dude that I used to know. Listen, this dude, let me tell you this story real quick. And I have another one that's coming up. It's Speeding, Speeding by Fury. It was this dude I used to know. Yeah, no, I met him at a hospital. One of my friends was going through lung cancer. Now, it's a real story. I could not make this up. One of my friends was going through lung cancer. He had lung cancer. And I was going to the hospital. Me and my other friends, we were going to the hospital to see him. You know, he had been through chemo a couple of times, and we was going to the hospital to see him. And we gets up there to the hospital, and we all around the room and talking to, you know, Claude. That was his name. It was Claude. God rest his soul. So anyway, we were in there, and the nurse comes in. The registered nurse was a man. It was a man. Okay, get that straight right now. Don't get it twisted. So the nurse comes in. It was a registered nurse, young guy, and he started, you know, taking care of my friend and everything. And I was looking at him. I'm like, oh, he's pretty saucy. You know, I didn't know he was looking at me. But anyway, later on, I didn't say anything, you know, while we was in the room. And we left. We went on our business. And so later on, when Claude got out of the hospital, I said, you know, the nurse was real, real fly. He was real handsome. And he said, you know what? He was saying the same thing about you. So long story short, I ended up getting the guy's phone number. His name was Justin. And we ended up dating just for a short minute because the guy turned out to be a psycho. Psycho, 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 psycho. Listen, let me tell you something. He came to the West Side. He came to, and let me tell you something. Y'all know I'm a chocolate sister. Well, his brother was not chocolate. He was vanilla. He was the most chocolate black white man I had ever been out with. And I told him, I said, you know what, Justin? I said, you blacker than me. You know, and he was really crazy. He had this car. It was like a blue when he came to my house. His car was like a neon blue. The thing was just bright. I said, are we riding in this thing? It was really bright. You know what I'm saying? Like he had painted with neon paint. And I'm like, where did you grow up from? So anyway, he comes to my house and everything. We're talking, chit-chatting and everything. And I'm just looking at him because he's just really, really cute. He kind of reminds you of, what's his name, Tom Cruise. He kind of looked like a tall version of Tom Cruise, put it like that. So anyway, but he acts more like Cuba Gooding Jr. So anyway, we get in the car, and he was hungry, we're going to McDonald's, and this man is driving down the street like 80 miles per hour. And I'm just like, really, really? And so we get to McDonald's in like 10 minutes, he comes back, and I'm like, you know, I don't think this is going to work. And he's trying to make out with me. I'm like, this guy was really psycho. I'm like, what kind of nurse are you? We're in the house, and we're sitting on the sofa, and we're talking. He's trying to make out. I'm like, this is the first time he's been in my house. He's trying to make out with me. I'm like, you got to calm it down. So anyway, he was really psycho. I'm like, no, it's not going to work. calling me. I'm like, no, Justin, no, ain't gonna work on that. So anyway, next song that's coming up. So anyway, that song cycle reminded me of this guy that went out for a hot second. Name was Justin. Anyway, next song that's coming up is Speeding, 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 Speeding. Listen, and I'm gonna tell you something, y'all. This song Speeding is really good. Y'all want to pay attention because this is the name of the band again is Theory, 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 and the song is Speeding, Speeding. So we're going to speed on tonight. Y'all get in your hot rod course and get ready to speed because we're really going to be taking off really, really fast. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be going really, really quick because this song's name is Speeding.
Bangers, bitch.
Moving so fast, now I'm going so slow. Made to be the villain, but I am the hero. Pass the bottle. Pass the bottle. Pass the bottle.
Pass the bottle, going full throttle, blowing it up. Supernova, Casanova, don't wanna know ya. Baby cynic, taking the clinic. This flow for my people, reppin' rabbinic. Keep it clean, keep it fresh, roll it up, no sesh, obsession. One day Theory will reign supreme. Respect to the OGs, cash rules everything around me. Around me.
Speed it down, slow it up. We speeding, we speeding, speed it down, slow it up. We speeding,
roll up in the drop top. Always with the top down, whole lot of liquor in here. Vision so clear, but it's getting kinda blurry. I shoot the shot like Curry. I make it splash in a hurry. I waking up real early. I don't wanna do you dirty.
Moving so fast, now I'm going so slow. Made to be the villain, but I am the hero. Pass the bottle.
Pass the bottle.
Pass the bottle. Moving so fast, now I'm going so slow. Made to be the villain, but I am the hero. Pass the bottle. Pass the bottle. Pass the bottle.
Speed it down, slow it up. We speeding, we speeding. Speed it down, slow it up. We speeding, we speeding.
That was pretty cool. We speeding, we speeding. You know, it's funny they were talking about passing the bottle, and that reminds me of Justin again, the RN from the hospital. And he had this thing with drinking. I'm telling you, that I don't know how he got to be a nurse because now he was way younger than me. He was about, I don't know, 27, 28, and I was in my 30s when I was, you know, met this guy. I was in my 30s. I don't know how he got to be a nurse because I'm telling you, that was the most alky RN I had ever met in my life. I said, wow. And you know, what kind of nurse are you? And then let me tell you this, and then I got to get up out of here because I am out of time. Justin ended up getting fired. He got fired that same week. That same week we were chit-chatting on the telephone when he came over one time. He ended up getting fired. And you know something? It's really interesting. He got fired because he was trying to help somebody. Has that ever happened to you where you're trying to help somebody and then what you're doing, you know, he didn't quite follow the rules. He was actually trying to help a patient. I can't recall exactly what he did, and if I did, I wouldn't say it anyway. So anyway, he ended up getting fired, and he lost his job trying to help a patient out of a situation. You know what I mean? And sometimes you try to, have you ever had that to happen where you try to help somebody and you're overreaching and you get that gut feeling that you really should just leave it alone and don't even help the person. And I'm telling you, this has happened to me over and over again where I try to help somebody and I'm getting that feeling like that's yanking me back, that gut feeling that's saying, no, 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 put the brakes on, leave it alone, leave it alone, leave it alone, don't do it. And then I will override that gut feeling, and I'm telling you, it gets messed up every time. It gets messed up every time when I try to help somebody because I feel sorry for them, want to help them, and then it doesn't work out anyway because the gut feeling was saying, don't do it. So listen, that's the life lesson on today. You know, when you follow your gut feelings, I'm telling you, your gut feeling is always right, 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 right. Follow your gut feeling. I'm telling you, in life, in relationships, and in business, that's some free advice from the relationship coach, from the life coach, Ferris Manson. You heard it here, and I am certified and trained. So listen, follow it. Life, relationships, and business, finances, it always works. Follow your gut feeling. I'm telling you, you'll come out on top every time. Every single time it's been I've tested and tried it every single time. I'm telling you, never fail. 100% never fail. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Caniz, the man that made food train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you motor-